This is Monday, November the 21st, 1988. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hat on here in light. All right. Overlay, you must have called this meeting.
Yes, I called this meeting.
All right. Let us get on then. Everybody have a piece of paper. Separate from Overly's book, you'll need a piece of paper, Overly.
All right. You got some habit to share.
I don't like making notes just to lose under more notes, but I feel that it's time we made a list. There are going to be some things that you ones are going to have to begin to ask. And I assume that it will be easier for you if you have them separate from your notes, because I believe they're not going back and being referred to. Very serious game that we're playing.
I think everybody has a piece of paper now.
All right. Perhaps you better read.
All right.
And maybe it better just be read right onto the tape so that we can discuss it as we go along.
That's a good idea.
I want anybody to stop it the moment there's a question.
I am Hatton in light. It is with appreciation for your pen. I must put some reminders in your thoughts. We must have clear channels with which to work, and I feel you slipping farther away, dear one.
I'm not getting an open channel hardly at all. Go on.
I must have more cooperation in some areas, please. It is time we trim you for your new role. We need 30 pounds off you now, Dorma. Oberly can do what he pleases for a while longer, but you may not. We have kept you heavy for a very good reason. Now, for your safety, we must balance the weight downward. I do not care what, if anything, the rest of the ones do or eat. I do not wish to lock you in a room up here, but that too can be arranged. I must have access to information, and you ones make it impossible, for I don't wave a magic wand and have your brains informed. What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems that you ones somehow perceive that I will just come into the midst of the group and tell you what is important, tell you what to do about it, how it impacts you, every fragment about it. That it requires very little of you other than just to be in my presence. Now, I would be happy for debate about it.
Your statement is, I must have access to information, and you understand.
How else will you have information unless you scan it with your eyes? Or hear it with your ears. Part of our sessions, part of our lessons, are that you ones must pay attention. You are the nucleus. If you do not know what is going on, how can you expect to lead? And it is not being sufficiently done. Therefore, we will just request that Dorma go and sit with me and the newspaper. If we have to do it this way, we will do it this way.
Commander.
Now, what is it that... Yes, please.
one reason I stopped inundating Dharma with clippings is that a week or two ago you said that it was a bit overwhelming around here with clippings, so I pulled back from that, although I...
It is overwhelming. It needs to all be put into a book in some kind of sequence and some kind of subject matter.
So I am keeping my own files on a weekly basis, not on a daily basis.
Well, you see, all of this is going to have to be looked at out there somewhere. But right now, you ones ask me, tell me about time. What do you mean by the question, tell you about time? We talk about illusion. We talk about there is no time. There is all time. There is only time. How many are reading of the book, A Brief History of Time? One, because I twisted her arm and her neck. That regards time in the universe. Warped, curved, and she is not an astrophysicist. But we will get it out. Now you want to know how much time we have. Just picking out little articles out of the paper unrelated to anything else really doesn't cut it either. What did I tell you about your dollar? Watch your dollar, not your stock market. Watch your interest rates and your bond rates. Watch what happens with your treasuries and your municipals. You're not interested in much of anything else. Watch what they are saying about recession. Hide your head in the sand. Everything is wonderful. You're headed for the biggest depression this world has ever known. And quite frankly, yes, I can get answers. But I'm not allowed to give them all to you. You need to know when there is earth movement in any given area. You get enough information that you can look at it a little bit and get some idea of what is happening. What I mean by information. How informed are you? What are you picking up? What are you looking at? John mentioned a Shell station. That is not of such importance as that is Terry Titan's project at the other end of Tehachapi, right across from where you're going to be. And it's going to include a very major Bruce's truck stop, a very large truck stop in Bakersfield. That article should have been picked up by everyone. Every page has to be looked at. What about the Medicine Lake volcano? It's actually the Medicine Shield volcano, located between Lassen and Shasta. They're getting earth movement. It's a dormant volcano. They do not expect an eruption. They are so brilliant.
They poo-pooed it.
Of course. You better get really scared when they poo-poo them, just like Mount Shasta. And Alan, there is amongst all the mess of paper clipping something that you will find most interesting because of the efforts put forth and the things coming back to you that there would be no Mount Shasta volcanic eruption. About 3 months ago, in your own paper, came an article, a book has been released, probably from the Geological Survey, that says there most certainly will be a volcanic eruption in Mount Shasta, of Mount Shasta. They just don't know when. So they push it off just like they do the earth upheaval. You're what, 30 years beyond the longest time the San Andreas has not moved. And yet they say within the next 30 to 50 years, even in imminent time, that is a long time, brothers. That leaves them every opening in the world from 10 minutes from now, 10 seconds from now, or right now, to 50 years out there.
It's not going to be that long.
It surely isn't. And neither is it going to be 100 years before Shasta blows. Sometime within the next 100 years, it's going to go. How safe do you have to be? You won't be around, will you, to see whether you were right or wrong if you're a geologist. That is your ring of fire, and it is active. And those little volcanoes mean something. And those little earthquakes mean something. Much, much greater than some little tremor. You need to mentally have a map and trace them around and see where they are in the ring of fire. And know you're only getting a tenth of the information. You're only getting a very brief little paragraph out of your local paper. What do you suppose the little local Brazilian paper is saying? Well, you can't worry about that because you can't get access to that unless it's a big one. Go ahead, Doberly, unless you... I fear I didn't answer your question.
Well, I have
really
a question.
Yes.
Why was I being addressed about the Mount Shasta article? Because I've been aware that Mount Shasta was...
Yes, but I believe it came back to you from either your ex-wife or your children or something who had been told that it would not go.
Okay.
I remember a discussion with me, son, about it. I would have to relook at my scanners, but I believe...
Eli and I were talking about it about a week ago. He didn't seem to think that it was active or anything, and I told him that it was.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly to what I refer.
Okay.
You still have a child up there.
Right. Just north of the mountain.
Manner up there too, not that close.
Well, he can see it like we see town from here.
Oh.
That's up close.
How many in the group know of the small earthquakes in Clear Lake? And where is Clear Lake? What about the activity after untold years?
Does anybody know where Clear Lake is?
Between Tahoe and Sacramento area.
North of Sacramento.
No,
keep
it
going.
That's the other, isn't it?
North south of there.
Northern California,
isn't
somewhere.
Isn't it between here and Sacramento?
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half out of Sacramento, I think.
Yeah.
Where is Lake County?
North.
This is very hard on Dorma. Please understand. I really had to tuck her away because we did this early.
Lake County is right next to Mendocino County.
That's right.
Right. So,
Lake County.
Lake County has the geysers in it, big geothermal.
So Clear Lake is northwest of Sacramento.
Yeah.
Clear Lake,
isn't
that where my cousin is?
That's right.
It's actually sort of west and south a little bit of Ukiah.
East, south.
Well, maybe a map would tell. Touche, you made my point.
I don't think it's too important. We know where it is.
Has anyone here heard of the earthquakes up there? So I haven't.
No.
I've never even heard of that
volcano.
Paper every day in the news, and I haven't heard.
Well, she found a little bitty article here.
That was mentioned about 2 weeks ago, if I can.
The medicine shield?
I don't know about that. But it was in the paper.
Well, I gave... Didn't I give you...
Yeah, but your article doesn't call it the medicine shield.
No,
it's the medicine.
It's Menlo Park, isn't it?
No, it's out of Menlo Park. That's where the...
Subsequently, they talked about medicine shield. About last week.
Here's another good question. What does the crude arguments between Iraq and Iran mean to you time-wise?
Well, they say when peace, when you hear peace, peace.
Oh, but this is not peace, peace.
This is war.
This is between Iran and Iraq. What are they doing?
Getting ready to have a war.
No. Well, they're getting ready. They never quit.
Yeah, they supposedly quit.
That's true.
There's a special word in there. Crude. C-R-U-D-E, that means oil.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Well, they're arguing over how much oil they can pump right now.
Thank you. Yes.
Beating the day off.
Yeah. And why is that important?
Because they can't agree on who's to get the profits by pumping their oil or letting someone else pump. That's the old greed thing.
Well, it's more than that. You've got your Middle Eastern OPEC nations trying to come to some kind of an agreement. Oil is less than the benchmark by $4, where they feel they can even begin to break even pumping it. And Iran and Iraq will not agree. And they're members of OPEC. So they have the whole oil world dangling while they quarrel over who can pump as much as the other. At some point, this is going to be extremely, extremely important. For what does this tell you? Well, let me tell you what it tells you. It tells you the price of oil is such that unless they get the price up, they're going to have to default on payments of those major, major loans. They cannot get enough money. And unless they get the price up or continue to pump until they deplete, the big boys are going to call in those notes, for they're in default already. And they will foreclose. And they've already put those notes over into holding companies. And the OPEC nations of the Middle East, you see, you forget you're a member of OPEC. They don't make anything about that, do they? You only think OPEC and Middle Eastern oil men, Saudi Arabians with turbans on their head. Wrong. The Americans love it. Look what it does. They don't have to pump any out of your earth. Oh, preparations are well underway for everything. Well, I believe that you're going to find those ones will not sit with their hands folded in their lap. The sheiks will take off for your country because a lot of the money has been put here and they'll be domiciled here. But there's going to be interwar in those countries and it will break out into international type of warfare. It has to, if they can't come to an agreement. Now let's talk about Mr. Bush and the Middle East.
All right. The question is, most important, what does this new Middle East peace thrust, Bush, mean to you?
Well, let me just tell you. When they settle down with a peace agreement, and Israel is a good measure to watch, I'm sorry, they are shrewd, and they're cruel. When there comes to be peace, is going to come as Mr. Bush. It has nothing really to do with Mr. Bush. It is the group. But you can start counting your days from the time they really come into a Middle Eastern peace settlement. I believe it will be like 7 years, has been told to you once. And it's a pretty good rule of thumb.
I think you just said a profound.
Well, I find you once don't know what to look for. And what does that tell you?
Is that basically a 3.5 years then, basically of a semi-peace type thing?
What do you perceive?
Well, according to the Bible, I'm going by a 3.5 year period of
peace.
And then the last half is the remaining of the 7 years. At least the way I understand it.
That isn't very clear, Al, to someone who hasn't followed that as closely as you have.
Well, it's good enough. Let's say we've got around 3 years. While all of these other things happen, depression, let's just say we've got maybe 3 years. And we can do it in 3 years. And I'm again talking probabilities, and you don't have a peace settlement yet. Watch it closely.
Didn't Nostradamus say that the one that brought the peace settlement was
the Antichrist.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you don't know who's bringing it forth yet. Do you really think it's Mr. Bush?
No.
Not like it. But I'll be very much surprised.
I hate to disappoint you, Al. I don't believe it's going to be Mr. Carlos either. Mm-hmm. I wish that it could be for you.
Not for me. It's just I try to see the indications, and I don't know. I just try to put pieces together.
Well, we're going to see who really pulls it off, and he may pop up a lot more in your news as an arbitrator.
Hmm. That's a clue.
Everything dastardly is going to be going on underneath. So you have to read what they don't write. When they bother to write something, read what they're not writing. And I could sit here and I could go over it sentence by sentence and I could tell you, but I don't believe we've got time to do that. Maybe we don't have time not to do it. I don't know. Go ahead with the letter, please. We can come back to these things.
All right. No one but Al and Dorma are really paying any attention again. You want me always telling you about time. It is all there for you to see, usually hidden behind the obvious. Wake up. School is hard and professors are pushy, but the results will be well worth it. You ones just don't wish to separate from your old habits and perception. I must see the documents before they are shipped away, please. And I guess I have to see every page of your paper every day. What are we doing about the satellite dish? We must get news into this place. My question there has to do with shipping the documents away. Do you wish to view those through Dorma's eyes?
Yes. Right. They're the only eyes I have. The only mouth I have.
Okay. We'll proceed with the satellite dish. We need a tube and cement. Randall, you are to get a firm commitment from Otto on the $3 million before release.
This is really, really important. Pay attention now.
Before releasing the $25,000, I can see trouble ahead in all of your enthusiasm, brothers. You have excellent projects, and they need them. For heaven's sake, use the tools we set up for you. They do not really need 4 months, and it's time you pushed back a little bit. Otto has already told you he is getting $6 million on just the two. Is that not a pretty fair commission? Same for Panama. If they want the projects, make them work a bit. And that's not clear to me how we can...
Keep reading until we get to the bottom of the subject.
All right.
And then I'm going to let others in this room explain it.
They want you to think there is some big favor to you. It is a sign of your times. See it and then be good business people you are here to be. You only need help with the first one, and if they fund it, you can pay them back double. If not, you would have been set up anyway. It's time Randall had a brotherly talk with Elena, and as a representative of Lyons, you have moved to Tehachapi just to get access to these packages. Play from strength, or you shall always thereafter play from weakness. Tell Otto, these people don't really need him. Funding is already approved elsewhere with no money up front. Remember, Gary? Think. It is also time to cause McConnell to shape up the Panamanian brothers. Let him know you ones have inside information, i.e. one of the Panama boys is there because he's not allowed to do, quote, that kind of business here. Heavy fraud element. Also, Morgan Gundy is a takeoff on two reputable firms set up to delude you by name. If you act stupid, you will be treated likewise. So be it. Know these things are arranged for your business negotiations, not for all to fund. Keep it where it belongs. You ones will not act in the same greedy manner as already being utilized. We must have it so that books and reports are easy and totally within the legal guidelines. We don't need jailbirds like Jimmy Baker and Swaggart in our group. Think about it. You cannot have all funding without giving away the company stocks, so you can't have more than two under any circumstances. One presumably to pay off the other. Go for all. Accept the best offer and least involvement. Do not be foolish. When the economy starts to tumble, especially the depression, all this will come under microscope, and brothers, these big boys play with guns, illegal machine guns, no less. God is abundance. We need no such problems, and you are about to stumble. Do you not think they who watch you are just waiting for you to stub of your toes? No way. I wait to see what your heart plans and then act. Now I'm stepping in and reminding you how it must be. Don't waste time trying to get all to approve funds. Get more out to be approved. If you're going to ponder strategy, ponder how to set up little corporations to protect your input funds, not how to hide three or four inputs. You do not need to make this harder than it is. You see, again working from poverty, you are again working from the poverty concept. There will be plenty, for all projects will be funded. If they overlap, let the lenders help you sort it out so they can keep their commission and be perfectly legal. Don't you ones take it on. Are we clear? I will be most happy to discuss this. Start on this today. I am very serious. Otto, regarding Otto, and if you wish to visit personally about it, I'll be most happy to meet. I see you are about to bite off far more than you can chew and swallow. So be it. Your turn.
What does that mean? That last sentence.
What do you think it means?
I don't know.
Somebody.
Can I go back? I had a question on Mark and Gundy. On page 3. I know this might get to it, right?
All right, let's take it in.
It's an idea I have here. I'll just do a little paragraph. It is also time to call, cause Mr. McConnell to shape up the Panamanian brothers. Let him know you ones have inside information, i.e. one of the Panama boys is there because he is not allowed to do that kind of business here. Heavy fraud element. Also, Martin Gundy is takeoff of 2 reputable firms.
All right.
Could it be possible?
Just to save time, I would tell you. There is a company, Morgan, something Morgan, and something Gundy. They're both very, very reputable, well-respected companies, underwriting companies in the brokerage houses, very well-received. Canadian and American, and these ones who have set up this operation in Panama have pulled from those 2 names, Morgan, Gundy, for the exact reason that you might suspect. Any unsuspecting one stumbles in there and, oh my God, that is Morgan Gundy. That is not Morgan Gundy. That is a very shallow cover-up of a corporate name to mislead you. It does not mean, brothers, that it won't get done. It means you have to watch them. Most ones who operate and will not even come to the United States of America are usually doing so because they may not. They will be picked up and slapped into prison. It does not mean that you will not get funded. It also means that there's a lot of money there. It also means that you have some inside information that you can utilize as a tool. You don't have to explain about it. You can simply tell Mr. McConnell, look, brother, how in the world do you think they play it? They sit down to a table and behind their mouth they say, I guess it's behind your hand. Well, maybe it is behind your mouth. Look, brother, these poor suckers, you know, they'll do anything to get a little money for their little projects, little mom-pop operations. And we can do pretty well. Some will fund, some will not. They won't ever know. We'll set it up here where we look really good. Why in the world do you think I have you put international or national or world or something on every corporation? It's to make you look just as strong. That's why you don't have the little cutesy turkey trot racetrack. You might have Racing International Limited. That really sounds uptown, doesn't it? Limited, that sounds very British, doesn't it?
It sure does.
How about Gumby? Gumby Limited.
Oh, boy.
Boy, now that really hits it, doesn't it? But you've got the plum. You've got the plum. And I still wait, and I still wait, and I still wait, and Oberly calls and Oberly talks to Gary, and we end up with this situation. Do you know when Gary is going to fund?
No.
Has he committed really to funding?
Yes.
Doesn't it seem possible that you might say, brother, we're sitting here and we don't know what to do. We have had this package, both of them, approved. We don't want to go to overseas funding. One, if we would put up some fees, would give us $3 million against it. I would like to come to some agreement with you, Gary. Can you give me some idea? I cannot put this decision off forever. Or can we work out something whereby if we get it funded from both, you can help me with it? You play from absolute weakness, brothers. You don't require they do anything for you. And by their own admissions, they get crappy projects. Yes, Otto is getting some better. But with a $6 million commission, don't you think he could afford the paperwork? I would like discussion. I am not slapping fingers or stomping toes. We must discuss these things.
Sounds reasonable.
How can you get him in a position where he can't say no?
He's already said yes. Well, he may say no. And if you have an ironclad guarantee that he will give you $3 million, give him the 25 or 30. You only have this problem once.
He's committed to the 30 already, hasn't he?
Well, that only starts your paperwork.
Yeah, but we don't get the 3 million then.
Well, nobody knows.
Well, we didn't have it in. We don't have.
Well, no, you misunderstand, John. There has been no discussion today. Before any kind of commitments are made, I want Randall, because Randall represents them. Randall goes in there as these ones being clients. He does not know why Randall has moved to Tatchby. He thinks it is because there is access to good projects here, which is absolutely correct. So Randall goes in as a representative of both Lyons and this client and says, you're about to lose it.
I didn't realize it was this kind of finesse we were working with.
Well, it wasn't. It's money. Do you want the finesse of the stars or do you want the finesse of your world?
We have to rely on the world.
Then you have to start thinking really carefully. And I am not N-O-T saying don't do it. I am saying Randall has a good opportunity here to find out a lot. For some reason that money did not get cleared, Otto, Alana, you're going to be making a real mistake if you let these ones go, because they are backed up by $3 billion worth of projects. Minimum. And they go by instinct also. They have funding already approved. It only means waiting another 2 or 3 weeks. Do you not think they want this kind of business? This is business. What they have been dealing with is crap.
I think it's some of the best that they've ever seen in the United States.
Well, they have been thinking about it, and they have been over there, and they know what they can do. You don't know what they can do. You pretend you know what they can do.
For the record, I should like to review. Before Otto left, Elena told Randall on the telephone that it would be most helpful if they had the $25,000 and the contract in hand before they went to Germany, so that the $3 million would be much easier transaction for them under those circumstances. So we have made an effort to provide the $25,000 and the contract while they were still in Germany. That didn't take place.
They did not return your call either.
What are you talking about?
Friday. They said they would return the call.
She would come in Friday.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway.
Also, the other thing is, too, that their major push in that kind of an industry is to solidify the agreement by the dollars coming from the client to the company. So they're after that, and then that's the major thrust, and then they can continue their process after the money has crossed hands and the contracts have been signed. So that's always a thrust for them. In an answered portion of your question, Overly. I think that would have made it stronger and in their minds, but I think we're on their minds quite a bit anyways, and they were probably negotiating or at least considering what we were about, because even my thank you letters to them, I stated the fact that there was a lot of transactions. I cut it way down, way off of $3 billion, but that these transactions would be available to them if we can do these first ones.
Well, you see, now you have a quarrel. You don't have to pay Gary Moody anything. At least not up front. Let's see if Otto hears that. You've got tentative approval to fund probably before Christmas. He has never said otherwise, that he wants those projects, and he has even said, get as much information on the domes to me as you can. He also wants those. It may not always be that you can work with Gary Moody without money up front. This was for contributions made to John Jeffers, who they owe money to, and these ones saw to it that he got approximately what, Oberly? 30? 40,000? To keep this going?
From Moody to John Jeffers?
I don't know.
You do? How much did you give to John?
Over 50.
All right. So it's 50. So John, because they owe him money, has said, no, brothers. Do you recall what they wanted for TerraBlock? $600,000. That was to go and buy the bonds to finance the project. Where did the $600,000 go? John Jeffers said, oh, no way. And that was not even for ABT. You'd have to do some arithmetic here. That means you've got good projects. As a matter of fact, this is why I don't want you locked into one TerraBrick machine. These ones had the privilege of seeing one out of New Mexico in action. And they want it.
I'm sure there are more questions. Come on, you guys.
Well, one thing I would like to make a statement. I appreciate the conversation because it does give more strength to our negotiating power to be reminded of these things, because as in my own self, a lot of times I work from a scarcity standpoint from having been going through that, and I appreciate the reminder of the strength and the good quality of projects that we have and the money that they'll be making, and that's what they are about, is the lending and the passing out of the dollars for a fee, and also the reminding of the, I guess it would be the pull or the input that I can put in as a third party entity in this, and that empowers me quite greatly with being able to use the wisdom of the group here and put the project together and have an understanding come together, possibly funding faster.
Well, you certainly have the best of both worlds.
This is Monday, November the 21st, 1988. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hat on here in light. All right. Overly, you must have called this meeting.
Yes, I called this meeting.
All right. Let us get on then. Everybody have a piece of paper. Separate from Overly's book, you'll need a piece of paper, Overly.
All right. You've got some habit to share.
I don't like making notes just to lose under more notes, but I feel that it's time we made a list. There are going to be some things that you ones are going to have to begin to ask. And I assume that it will be easier for you if you have them separate from your notes, because I believe they're not going back and being referred to. It's a very serious game that we're playing.
Everybody has a piece of paper now.
All right. Perhaps you better read.
All right.
And maybe it better just be read right onto the tape so that we can discuss it as we go along.
That's a good idea.
I want anybody to stop it the moment there's a question.
I am Hatton in light. It is with appreciation for your pen. I must put some reminders in your thoughts. We must have clear channels with which to work, and I feel you slipping farther away, dear one.
I'm not getting an open channel hardly at all. Go on.
I must have more cooperation in some areas, please. It is time we trim you for your new role. We need 30 pounds off you now, Dorma. Oberly can do what he pleases for a while longer, but you may not. We have kept you heavy for a very good reason. Now, for your safety, we must balance the weight downward. I do not care what, if anything, the rest of the ones do or eat. I do not wish to lock you in a room up here, but that too can be arranged. I must have access to information, and you ones make it impossible, for I don't wave a magic wand and have your brains informed. What do you mean by that?
Well, it seems that you ones somehow perceive that I will just come into the midst of the group and tell you what is important, tell you what to do about it, how it impacts you, every fragment about it. That it requires very little of you other than just to be in my presence. Now, I would be happy for debate about it.
Your statement is, I must have access to information, and you understand...
How else will you have information unless you scan it with your eyes or hear it with your ears? Part of our sessions, part of our lessons, are that you ones must pay attention. You are the nucleus. If you do not know what is going on, how can you expect to lead? And it is not being sufficiently done. Therefore, we will just request that Dorma go and sit with me and the newspaper. If we have to do it this way, we will do it this way. Trim. Now, what is it that... Yes, please.
One reason I stopped inundating Dorma with clippings is that a week or two ago you said that it was a bit overwhelming around here with clippings, so I pulled back from that, although I...
It is overwhelming. It needs to all be put into a book in some kind of sequence and some kind of subject matter.
So I am keeping my own files on a weekly basis, not on a daily basis.
Well, you see, all of this is going to have to be looked at out there somewhere. But right now, you ones ask me, tell me about time. What do you mean by the question, tell you about time? We talk about illusion. We talk about there is no time. There is all time. There is only time. How many are reading of the book, A Brief History of Time? One, because I twisted her arm and her neck. That regards time in the universe. Warped, curved. And she is not an astrophysicist. But we will get it out. Now you want to know how much time we have. Just picking out little articles out of the paper unrelated to anything else really doesn't cut it either. What did I tell you about your dollar? Watch your dollar, not your stock market. Watch your interest rates and your bond rates. Watch what happens with your treasuries and your municipals. You're not interested in much of anything else.